Too oftentimes we find glorification in ourselves, or we seek the world in order to glorify our ego. But today, we are being taught by St. Paul in the first reading that our glory is found in God. And our glory is not based on the materialistic or secularistic foundations or meanings in this world, but based on our inherent dignity, our inherent value, and our inherent identity as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, as disciple of Christ Jesus, and instruments of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, our glory is found in humility and obedience to even the smallest letter of the law. Jesus did not come to abolish all the law of God, but he came to fulfill it. Fulfillment in love, fulfillment in the humility, fulfillment in the obedience, fulfillment in faithfulness. My brothers and sisters, it's easy for us as human beings to change the law of God to fit our own way of life, our own desire, our own wanting, or our own agenda. But it's important for us to remember that the life of discipleship requires that we conform our life to the truth. We keep the commandments, not out of scrupulosity or somehow make it transactional, but we keep the commandments because we love God. And love has its own law, and love requires us to die to ourselves so that we conform ourselves and allow love to transform us deeper within. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, don't glorify ourselves, don't seek glory in this world, but seek the glory of God and let the grace of God change us deep from within so that we can become more Christ-like each day through the power and working of the Holy Spirit to live our life, our vocation, our calling, our mission, our purpose as His beloved sons and daughters.